This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jim Fenster sitting in for Daniel today, and I'm so pleased. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I miss her dearly, as I know you in this audience do as well. My guest for the second hour, Mona Alexis Presley, has done brilliant work on Las Vegas and Parkland, including tracking down the decedents on whom the obituaries in Las Vegas were based, who turned out to have died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. Her research, like that of Dan, has been making a significant impact on understanding these false flag events. Mona, I'm so pleased to have you here with me today on the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you today?
I'm just delighted. And you've been doing quite a bit of interesting stuff, including a blog which I published on Truth Is Not Welcome in America. I mean, tell me about it, because I think we're in a desperate plight. The mainstream media has, turned into nothing but a conduit for propaganda and disinformation. We're on the verge of realizing William Casey's stated objective when he first met with his staff at the CIA when he became its director, namely that our disinformation program will be a success when everything the American people believe is false.
That's correct. And it is amazing how well they are accomplishing their mission as far as fooling the American people. And even social media, I can tell, has been infiltrated because, like with these shootings, they will all start out and say, well, this was a false flag. But I'm not saying that nobody died, but it was a false flag. So it's like, why are they saying that without any evidence that anybody died? You know, I've yet to find evidence, and I still look for it.
I know they seem to be afraid of taking a stand when it might be shown to be a mistake based upon new evidence or alternative hypotheses, but that's the nature of scientific reasoning. It must be based upon all the available evidence at the time, and as new evidence becomes available, we may have to reject hypotheses we previously accepted, accept hypotheses we previously rejected, and leave others in suspense. But we've done a vast amount on Las Vegas and Parkland, and I've yet to see any evidence whatsoever that anyone died or was even seriously injured.
Right. And as I do more research, I find that some of these people did not even die. There are some that died, but they didn't die in Las Vegas at the concert. There were no
deaths. Just to explain what you meant by that, you've been tracking down, the persons on whom the obituaries were based, and find that
Correct.
For those who actually did die, they died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. None of them died as a consequence of a shooting in Las Vegas at that country music concert.
Right. That's correct. And even one of the people I tracked down, wife, it wasn't even her name used. The things they used in the obituaries is actually the husband's mother, and she died back in 2011. So, I find new things all the time. They were very creative in how they put together this list of people who died in Las Vegas. It's amazing. They went through a lot of hoops to fool the people, but they're doing a good job, because if you mention it, you know, online, you get hammered. People just get angry at you. You know, they start, you know, they tune you right out. You know, they will not listen to a thing you have to say when you say there were no deaths. The CIA has done a wonderful job in fooling the American people. Their psych ops are definitely working.
Would you agree that this
majority, not us.
Would you agree that this kind of information, that Sandy Hook was staged, that nobody died, that it was done to promote gun control? Or that Las Vegas bombing was staged and they used amputee actors, that there wasn't any blood initially, which would have been impossible had they been arms and legs been blown off by explosives? Or that nobody died at Las Vegas, that they used a pre-recorded soundtrack and special visual effects? And the crowd was seated with crisis actors, that it's just so threatening to their worldview that they can't handle it, and therefore they suppress it as a case of cognitive dissonance?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah, they don't want to believe that their government is capable of doing this. They block it out because the consequences of this is devastating. I mean, some of us have looked it square in the face, and it's not a pleasant thing to look at. You know, you don't feel comfortable or secure in your country when you think that, you know, the government has done this to us. So, yeah, of course, they're blocking it out. They obviously are not able to handle the truth. There's too much fear that goes with it, so they just block it out. That's what people do when they can't handle things.
Have you been as dumbfounded as I how the coroner in Las Vegas, after initially shutting down because he was being besieged with requests for death certificates and autopsy reports, and he didn't have any, would fake it with 58 autopsy reports he got from all over the world? I mean, this is stunning.
Well, remember the wife of the cop that was on, that got shot during the concert? She went to court and she didn't want his autopsy report being released. I believe that happened because they were just stalling. They were trying to get the autopsy report ready to, you know, to bring out to the public, and she was just stalling so they had more time to create them.
You mean that was a phony case that was brought just to temporize?
Just to stall them coming, because they didn't have the autopsy reports ready yet. That's just my opinion, you know, but I can't see any other reason she wouldn't want the autopsy report released.
Well, your opinion is a very informed opinion. I mean, it's a common mistake to suppose that everyone's entitled to their own opinion, as though all opinions were equally valuable or insightful or true. I mean, there are good opinions and bad, and with your vast experience here, you have an opinion that carries a lot of weight.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, yeah, that's what I believe happened. And like Dan said, as far as the blood goes, well, did we see any blood in Las Vegas? I mean, that's the biggest amount of people that got, you know, that have gotten killed within gunfire. Plus, weren't there like over 500 victims that got shot? There should have been blood all over. It should have looked like a bloodbath there. I never saw any blood. And zero bullet holes. They had one bullet hole that they showed that got was from a tank over by the airport, the Las Vegas airport. And I showed that bullet hole because there were no other bullet holes to show. They even had glass windows where the VIP people sat in that concert. None of the glass windows got hit. You know, that right there is a smoking gun to me. Somebody would have shown me that there were no bullet holes after 700 people either died or got hit by a bullet. and you can't find one bullet hole over there. That would have been all I needed to, you know, realize it was staged.
And as I know you know, I have a Facebook friend who called the three closest hospitals to the alleged scene of the crime and asked about whether they'd had any admissions of gunshot victims, and all three of them told no, not a single one. And one of them thoughtfully added, I think you're calling about that drill, but no one shot there. You ought to check with the local police.
Right. Right.
I mean, how dumb are we supposed to be, Mona? You know, are Americans going to believe this rubbish?
Well, they have. They have. I mean, I don't find too many people. There are a few. Some of the truthers, they see the writing on the wall. You know, they see what's going on, but not very many people. Even in the truth community, some of them are totally blind to what's going on. I don't know if they've tuned it out or they just find it too hard to believe that this continues on. I don't know, but, and I'd also like to say that on, they've been showing a lot on Facebook as far as trying to discredit the researchers who find out this information. They've been coming out with videos making the researchers look like they are harassing, threatening the families of the supposed victims, and that is so far from true. And they call us now the hoaxers. They call us the Sandy Hook hoaxers or the Las Vegas hoaxers. And we are not the hoaxer. They are the hoaxer. We are trying to find truth. So we are the truthers, not the hoaxers. Like they, you know, they're trying to relabel us. And that's not going to work for me.
We're really in an Orwellian world where black is white, up is down, and false is true. It's unbelievable, Mona.
It is. Definitely is.
It's a disgrace, but it's a realization of William Casey's objective that our disinformation program will be a success when everything the American people believe is false. We're coming close to it.
Right. Well, I think we're already here. I mean, in the research that I've been conducting, you know, after we found out, after Dan, oh, it's time for a break.
Yep. We'll come back to your point. Hold that thought, Mona. We'll pick it up right after this break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So this is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel, and I'm just delighted to be here back on the Power Hour. But my guest this second hour is Mona Alexis Presley, and Moni, you had some thoughts you weren't able to deliver before the break.
Oh, boy. I forgot what we were talking about.
Mm. Well, I think it was cognitive dissonance, really, that when you talk to people, they find it impossible to accept, even though powerful evidence, for example, about fabricating the photos of the kids at Sandy Hook, about the obituaries from Las Vegas being based on people who died in different dates or in different states or from different causes of death.
Right.
I mean, I want everyone to consider watching this, how to spot a false flag. If you go to Power Hour Nation, you'll find a direct link there, as well as to the Parkland puzzle, how the pieces fit together, because it turns out that we can prove a dozen of these different cases were all fabricated and fake. And I think anyone who watches that single presentation, which is very substantial, runs about 2 hours and 15, but you can do it in bites. You can watch the first 15, 20 minutes and then come back because it's all individual segments about different cases. I think they'll find it very powerful evidence if they have a mind open enough to just watch it.
Right. Well, that's where the problem lies, having an open mind. I mean, I find in politics and with these false flags, people will not listen. They have their preset thoughts on the matter, and you're not going to change it, no matter what you say, so they tune you out right away. I don't find too much open-mindedness going on these days.
It's fairly astonishing, isn't it? And then we have, of course, these false flags around the world. There's a phony poisoning in the UK. It turns out the The poison was patented in the United States, even though Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, declared it could only be manufactured in Russia. We have another of these staged chemical attacks in Syria. How many times are they going to do an instant replay, Mona? It's like all these school shootings. They're just recycling again and again the same script with local variations, and we're all supposed to believe it.
Well, you have to say they're working because most of the American people are buying it each time. I mean, did it get any better with Parkland, you know, that we've exposed all of these shootings or the fake bombing? No, they bought right into Parkland enough where we got closer than I've ever seen to gun confiscation. You know, and that's still, you know, the verdict on that is still out. I still think they're going to give it a try. And that's what bothers me about this, that the people aren't buying this Syria thing now. So it concerns me that they're going to try a false flag now. Well, okay, they're not buying this Syrian chemical incident that happened. So now we're going to have to do a false flag like we did with 9/11. So that's what I think the next step is, because they're not going to stop. They want their war, and they're going to do anything to get their war.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. But I'll tell you, Mona, the Russian equipment is far superior to American. If we get a massive armada there on the 22nd, the Russians could take it out in 15 minutes. I mean, there wouldn't be a ship afloat from the United States Navy there. They have superior anti-aircraft missiles, superior anti-ship missiles. They have torpedoes that can go unbelievably fast. I mean, it's just no contest if you look at the military capabilities of the United States versus Russia. They are overwhelmingly superior.
Well, yeah, but I don't think our government cares about that. You know, it's not their lives, or it's not their children's life or anybody in their family's life. So what do they care? They're still trying for war for whatever reason.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'd like you to give us your assessment of what you think are the strongest tells of, you know, various of these false flags, beginning with Las Vegas in Parkland, but then dwelling on some of the others, Mona, when we come back from our next break. I'm just so proud of all the excellent work you've done. I mean, and you may want to explain your methodology in doing research on the obituaries. I mean, here we had 58 obituaries in USA Today, and Mona, you've been able to expose a very large percentage as completely fraudulent, which supports the conclusion they're all fake. We'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Sitting in for Daniel Brinkman today, once again, my great pleasure, with my guest this second hour, Mona Alexis Presley. And Mona, if you know, what do you think are some of the most telling signs of the frauds that are, represent what's going on here in Las Vegas, Sparkland, and some of these other scams?
You mean what stands out the most in?
Yeah, in your mind.
Definitely the no blood. I mean, you're going to have blood where you have shootings or bombings, and you don't see them anywhere. The lack of bullet holes that they tear down. They tore down the school, Sandy Hook School, and the Las Vegas concert was one that they're going to tear down anyway because it's only temporary. So they got rid of the evidence quickly there. And they're tearing down the Parkland shooting the Parkland school, that, or at least that section of it, where there's no, where there will be no evidence again. The everything is really hits me as I look at the news reports and the witnesses. If you look at a real victim or a real, you know, they lost their wife or their child, or there is a big difference in these shootings compared to real tragedies that really happened. All you have to do is do a comparison, and that's a tell-all sign to me. The fact that they only had that, well, like in Las Vegas, they 58 victims, and under 5 of them have actual grave sites that you could go visit. The statistics show that 50% of people get cremated in the United States, and 50% get you know, have they get buried. Well, there's under five people at Las Vegas shooting. So what are the odds? You know, if you do a mathematical equation, what are the odds of that happening? So there's always something that jumps out that you're saying, no, that couldn't happen. The ages of the mothers at Sandy Hook, you know, they were too old to have children at that age, that many of them. And let's see what else. The pictures, I always look at the pictures. I've determined that most of the people that have the sunglasses on during the pictures are really covered, that they don't want to be spotted later on down the road. Oh, didn't you die at, you know, Las Vegas shooting? So they can't, you know, they camouflage how they look like. And they do Photoshop also, but to make it easier, they just put on some sunglasses. So the pictures are really odd. Sandy Hook, there was a lot of Photoshop that went on, and the same in Las Vegas. And now they have so many programs on the computer where you can verify the Photoshop, and you can see where they Photoshopped it, that it's easy to spot that. So, you know, and anybody could go and do research and find things. I think people don't go out and look for it because they're afraid, oh, my God, research, what does that entail? You know, what do I have to do to, you know, to research? So they just listen to what mainstream media tells them, and then they take that as gospel. If they realized how easy it was to do research, some of them would probably do more.
Yeah. Very, very, very troubling. There have been so many signs. I mean, these things are provable from a half a dozen different directions. Paul Craig Roberts received letters from a military surgeon who was observing. He'd reviewed the interviews with patients from Las Vegas in the hospital, and none of them appeared to be bona fide. A trauma surgeon wrote a follow-up and noticed they weren't even connected to diagnostic equipment. Mona, a few months ago, when I lost my balance, I went down to be checked out at urgent care, and they had me connected to the blood pressure monitor from the moment I came in to the moment I left with a clean bill of health. But they didn't even do that there. I mean, you know, it's embarrassingly bad.
Right. The pictures of all of the people in the hospital smiling and looking like they're having a party, that definitely gives it away.
And then, of course, you yourself discovered the crime map for Las Vegas Metropolitan Police for the square mile surrounding the concert area. And if you go through it from 8 p.m., you know, the night before to 8 p.m. the following day, there's some minor disturbances, you know, a car theft, burglary, but there's nothing about any shooting whatsoever, which means that the government's own evidence falsifies the government's official account.
Right. I'm going to have to go back on that site and see if they've changed that yet. But at least we have it recorded where initially they didn't have it. It seems as we progress and we point out things that we find on the internet, they go back and they fix it, like they did with the obituaries with Dan, that Dan found on Ancestry.com.
Yes. I know. Yeah. I mean, it was just fantastic. And then they show up, you know, less than 4 hours after we put them up. I mean, I published it at 1 p.m., went on a show at 3, and by 4 p.m., actually, they put up all 17. I mean, you know, this was a rapid move because they committed a calamitous blunder.
Right. And that the American people don't look at this and say, wow, yeah, there has to be something going on. They still are not looking for it, or they don't want to see it.
Yeah. And what would be some of the other majors? Of course, we had the photographs of Stephen Paddock from the suite, where you saw a handful of shell casings surrounding, but as Scott Bennett, who's a former U.S. Army intel and PSYOP officer, observed, some of them were for blanks because they have a crimp cartridge. Others were CO2 cartridges for firing like gas-propelled pellet guns. And subsequently, Intel Hub has noticed that the ears are wrong, that Stephen Paddock had ears that connected smoothly to his face, but that the body there has curled earlobes, that it's not the same body. They also published how the woman performing the autopsy measured him at 71 inches. That's be 6'1". But we have an Alaska Fishing and Game license that shows he was 6'4", so it's not even the right body for Paddock, which may explain why his autopsy report has yet to be released.
Oh, no, they released his autopsy report. I did see that.
Well, tell us about it.
But I agree. Well, I can't. I'd have to review it again. It's been so long since I saw it, but I'll send you a copy of it. I thought I sent you a copy. But maybe you didn't get it. But yeah, I don't believe that Stephen Paddock, if he even existed, if a Stephen Paddock even existed, I don't think he died. So I think he either works for the FBI or he's an informant for the FBI. Either or, he has a lot places in his life that he's lived, and that's usually a sign of one of the people that are informants or the crisis actors that move around. When you look them up on the internet, they have so many phone numbers, so many addresses, and that's a good indication to me that they are doing some kind of undercover work, the crisis actor work.
Yes. Well, you know, there's so many who are involved, say, for example, at Sandy Hook. It was not only the Connecticut State Police. This was a government operation. Barack Obama was involved. Joe Biden was involved. Eric Holder was involved. Governor Malloy was involved. We had, of course, a medical examiner involved. We had the Newtown School Board was involved. They got $50 million for a new kindergarten through fourth grade school when the average cost across country is only $7 million. They gave
right.
In each of the 26 families that were alleged to be of their survivors, split between $27 million and $130 million. They pocketed over $1 million apiece. They even gave money to the police for playing the role of extras on the scene. It's embarrassingly bad. We'll pick it up about Las Vegas when we come back with Mona Alexis Presley.
Who Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Jim Fester stepped in for Daniel and joined my conversation with Mona Alexis Presley as I have with Dan Cromer. Mona, you and Dan have just been doing fantastic work on these issues. Most Americans just, it would never cross their mind that there could be a deception of this order of magnitude on the American people. I mean, it's not something they would ever conceive of doing. I think this is why Hitler and his advisors had it right. You know, the big lie works because most people are familiar with little lies, but they can't get their mind wrapped around big ones.
Right. I agree. And I've heard friends say to me, how can so many people keep a lie going for so long? Somebody's going to spill the beans sometime. And, well, we haven't found that. They don't. People are very hush-hush. And the people who do come out and they're whistleblowers and they say, hey, you know, this was fake, they right away discredit them or they die or, you know, something happens. So, yeah, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to pull off, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I finished my thoughts. So.
Well, I just think the American people, you know, they've been so exposed to television for so long. They're having so much trouble getting food on the table and they're keeping a roof over their heads. They get their news in sound bites so that they believe what they hear when they hear it from more than one source on TV. So if NBC or CNN or MSNBC is saying the same thing, they believe it. They can't
right.
imagine they'd all be acting in concert based upon, infiltration of the media, which began back in the 1950s with Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA began its process of taking things over. Unbelievable.
Right. Well, plus they're owned by how many people? Five people. All the networks are owned by five people.
Oh, we're talking about six corporations.
Correct. So you're getting a very narrow perspective. You have to go on the internet to, you know, gather from different countries, even news reports, to find out what's really going on, or at least close enough to it. But, yeah. And I can't believe people are still listening to mainstream media. I thought a lot of people heard President Trump say, you know, that mainstream media had fake news, and I thought that would open up some doors where people wouldn't listen to mainstream media. But they'll say, yeah, mainstream media is corrupt, and they're not giving us all the news, but they still listen to them. It's like the information is not correlating with what their action. They're still listening to mainstream media, even though they know it's fake news.
I think with
our nutrition and the fluoride in the water, all these things, I think they contribute you to the long hours at work where people aren't, you know, they're not curious to find out. I think all these things combined stop the American people from seeing the truth. You know, it's different for everybody. For a majority, they're too tired. They're in fear, so they don't want to know. So it's just in their subconscious, but they're not going to look at it. I think it's a combination of everything, and it's sad. I sometimes sit here and I try to come up with different techniques in waking people up so things can change. You know, and if everybody that was awake would do that, you know, get creative, find out what you could do to wake people up, to inform them, to have them actually do some research and find out for themselves.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate what you and he have been doing. It's really been sensational. And if Americans want to understand how bad it's got, I mean, I go through, you know, I begin with Boston and how you find that there was no blood there initially. Then I go to Nice, France, and how they use mannequins. Then I come back to Parkland and talk about how they combine both because they had fake blood and mannequin there, which, as Dan observed, is a black mannequin when none of the alleged victims are black, but it's also missing arms and has no head. I mean, it's really blatant.
I haven't seen that one.
But I've got it included. You know, I include these clips. And then there's more, you know, about Orlando, which was completely fraudulent. The permit for the club had been expired 3 years in advance. It only had a legal occupancy of 150. It only had 11 parking spaces. If there'd been 300 plus there, there would have been cars all over the place, abandoned cars, but they weren't there. And then they put up some footage that was supposed to be from inside, Mona, but it was fake. It didn't have any date time stamps for the parts that were supposed to be the shooter. It showed some dancing in the club, which would have been jam-packed, but there's plenty of room, obviously filmed somewhere else.
Right. When I saw the news clips on the television, it didn't look right to me. There was something really off. And all of the victims, they were carrying people who supposedly gotten hurt. They carried them toward the club instead of away from the club. I mean, they messed up on that one in several ways.
Several areas. It's really completely outrageous. It's so blatant. Once you sink your teeth into it. We have studied more than 30 of the videos from Las Vegas, and you hear lots of sounds of shots. You don't see anyone being shot. We even have a video that's turned up where a crisis director comes out in front of the camera and has two of the crisis actors redo the scene, and then she's upset to see that it has been recorded. We have, you know, simulated machine gun firing from the middle of the Mandalay Bay Hotel on the fourth floor, and then three-shot bursts from higher up to simulate American military weapons. We'll be right back. Hold up, election.
True pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.